Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline as Coach Nelson. I'm also the fashionista and the bio babe of
Culture Club. Is it biology?
No, it's biography.
Oh, because everyone thought it was biology.
No one thought that. I did.
I know.
Yeah, right. Only you. But it is. It is. I get to introduce all of our guests and read their bios. So I became the bio babe, created by my near, dear, beautiful, very bossy.
Oh, God. We're back
black,
to that. We're back
bestie
to that. Yes.
And blessed. What's your name?
Siobhana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the parliamentarian people. The eighth wonder of the world.
Doesn't it work?
Oh, it works.
Oh, you did not. You can't control me, and you know it.
Oh, did you hear that? Are we recording? Are we
this
recording?
This is like watching ping pong back and forth. This is great.
Well, because that's not
near
what you're
volley. Let's say volleyball.
Yeah,
we're really good at
spike.
This stuff.
Okay. You know that?
I got that one.
Okay, come on. Who are we here with, lovely? Read the bio. Bio, babe.
Chantel Preston, CEO of Preston Partners. Chantel is a healthcare executive, growth strategist, and the CEO of Preston Partners, a consulting firm helping healthcare organizations thrive. With over 25 years, looks way too young for that, in the industry, she's led multi-million dollar ventures, mentors women leaders, and was recently inducted into the Texas Women's Hall of Fame.
Whoop, whoop.
She's also a keynote speaker, mom of two, and now a professional sports team owner. Yay! Chantel is on a mission to lead with authenticity and break barriers in both business and sports. And I'm just so glad to have you here.
Well, thank you, ladies, for inviting me to come and join you guys.
Well, first of all, folks, y'all are welcome because this is an exclusive, people. I mean, how many days? So it's Sunday. So what, 4 days, 3 days you've been the owner of, I mean, like it's been officially public that you're owner of this team?
We did. We did announce 3 or 4 days ago.
Your LinkedIn lists out healthcare maverick, growth strategist, keynote speaker, authentic leadership advocate, just to name a few. You're also a mother of two. Tell us a bit about your professional journey.
So the professional journey is kind of interesting because what we think we're going to do in life and what we end up doing are two totally different things. Mm-hmm. So I got a great opportunity straight out of college. Sometimes it's about who you know, not necessarily what you know, but
right.
What do you do with that opportunity?
Yeah.
So I took that opportunity and I just wanted to learn everything I could about healthcare. I ended up building healthcare facilities. Again, I didn't know anything about it.
Physical facilities. Hospitals and
I would do
clinics?
Surgery centers at that point.
Okay, cool.
And instead of, you know, kind of starting at the big firm at the bottom, I kind of started at a smaller firm halfway to the top. So I realized I wanted to learn every aspect of the business, not just sit behind my desk like maybe some of my male counterparts did. I wanted to get out and just say, how can I learn as much as I could? And from there, guys, I never had to look for a job. I found a niche for myself. I built over 65 hospitals.
Do you work with Next? You work with Next Level too, didn't you?
I do. Juliet and our really are more like competitors.
Co-opetition, remember?
Co-opetition, that's correct. But we are also dear friends. And, you know, I come from the mindset of there's an abundance.
That's right.
Everybody provides different things in healthcare. And as long as everyone's getting healthcare and getting good care, we're all successful.
So do you have a group of clinics like Next Level?
No, I don't. Actually, my main business was traumatic brain injury rehab.
Oh, wow.
Very different.
I think I knew that.
Yes. And so Mentis Neurorehabilitation, we started that about 2008, and we built it, and we ended up selling to private equity in 2015. And we didn't sell because we wanted to get rid of it. We wanted to really grow.
Yes.
We saw a niche or a market that we frankly didn't know existed. But then when we got into it, we realized how important it was. 99% of our facilities, we stayed 99% full all the time. And the bulk of our clientele base was 18 to 42 males. And so these aren't people that have heart attacks. They're not people that have strokes. These are people that have traumatic situations happen. Mm-hmm. And it was a great opportunity for us to learn the market, but also provide something different. We wanted not just to fix the physical aspect, but also the cognitive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of providers weren't doing that at the time. We had neuropsychology there on site. And so you can fix somebody physically, but if you're not focused on fixing them mentally too, and right. how they interact in society.
A total
exactly.
repair.
It's, the whole person. It's not just the physical. So we were very, very proud of our outcomes. 80% mm-hmm. of the folks went back to work in some capacity.
That's fantastic.
And to us, that was just success. And so it was a lot of fun. But in the meantime, while we were building Mentis, I got the opportunity to continue to develop for clients. So that's where I built a lot of hospitals. I worked for St. Luke's, worked for some of the smaller facilities.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just found a niche of building different types of facilities for clients and then for our own business.
Okay. So did your business become construction or?
It's more like I'm a project manager. Okay. I would oversee the construction, gotcha. The equipment procurement, licensure, mm-hmm. all aspects to getting the facilities up and running.
That's great.
That is great.
I might still do that today. I do still consult for private equity.
You do all kinds of things.
Yeah, I know. I get bored very easily. So it's been great and mm-hmm. I love to help people. And it just gives me the opportunity to continue to do that.
So speaking of helping people and opportunities, you also have a book that's coming out.
I do.
The summer of 26, so about 7 or 8 months from now. What topic of your book and what was the impetus for you to write it?
So very interesting scenario. When we did sell, it was kind of an interesting experience. It was kind of like I took the blinders off. I said, where's all the women? Right? Here I was in these boardrooms with all these men and they all thought I was a secretary, And so it was like, wait a minute, where are all the women?
Did you see my eye roll?
I saw your eye roll. It was a hard thing to swallow, but, I realized not all women have the same experiences that I had. So mm-hmm. it really started to open my eyes. And then you also think that when you get to that pinnacle of your career and you're like, I finally made it, right? This mm-hmm. is it. I got the money. I've got mm-hmm. the career. I was the most miserable I'd ever been because it was like my identity was so caught up in my work.
And what you did. Yeah.
That I didn't realize that I was so focused on the outcome that I wasn't enjoying the journey mm-hmm. along the way. So the last 10 years have been around how do I help empower and elevate other women?
Mm-hmm.
And I really searching for myself, what mm-hmm. made me happy?
Right.
And I started realizing all the things that I thought were ingrained in me as a kid, and they weren't necessarily my values. It was the values that society had put on me, my parents had put on me. Success was all about money and title. Well, that wasn't the case. So
right.
really spent some time evaluating what's important to me. What uh-huh. do I want to do in this next phase of life?
Right.
And that's where the book came from. My mom always said, girl, get out there and tell your story. Tell the things that you've been through. And then my mother unexpectedly passed away about 2 years ago. And that was really the emphasis of, it's time. It's time to get out there and share my story because I want women to realize you're not alone.
Yes.
We're all struggling with kids, with work, with everything.
Trying to make
doing.
It all happen.
That's right. And so the book is really around how do we reframe the lies that we've been told?
Ooh.
This lie that you can have it all. No, you can't.
Not all at the same time.
Not at the same time. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, maybe you don't even want some of that crap. I mean, you know what I mean?
What does success mean?
Yeah.
And people say, oh, this is my success. But where are you in your life? What season and reason are you in? Like back then, I didn't have children. So it was all about work, work, work. Well, now I have kids. And, it's not the right season to go into another job where I'm overseeing 500 employees and building a company. I want to enjoy my kids right now. I have 3.5 years left with my daughter before she goes off to college. Hopefully she'll take me with her.
She might.
She might. She told me when she was 8 she would. But
mine took me for visiting weekend and never allowed me.
And then you couldn't go back.
I picked all the clubs. I fell in love with the student body president. He's still my friend all these years later.
Oh God, this is so on brand.
I was so barred.
Laura, we get it.
Oh my God, I loved it.
I think she's worthy. Her friends may like me more than her because I'm fun, right?
Yeah.
And so again,
that wasn't true.
What we want to do is, I just really want to change the narrative for the next generation. And I want women. My generation to know that have imposter syndrome that, hey, stop looking for that external validation. Know
Amen.
Your own value. And mm-hmm. I guess I've really become more of a cheerleader and giving them permission to be
You look
who
like
they
a cheerleader.
I love being. I just want to be the hype person.
You're the hype lady in the back.
I totally want to be the hype lady.
Raising the roof. Do people still do that?
Yes.
Can we still raise the roof? That's still in style?
I do it. Maybe the wave every once in a while. Yes.
The wave. So your book is out in the summer.
It is.
And can
Does
we share
the title?
Yeah, can we share it yet or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But it'll be close to my Get Real, Get Result podcast.
Okay. So say a little bit about that. Get Real, Get
So that's kind of the emphasis, too, of having that kind of. you know, exciting, short podcast that gives you a lot of motivation in the morning.
So like, let's go.
Like, hey, let's talk about what, you know, who do you want to be today? How can you make those things happen? And but also tangible tasks that they can employ immediately as to how can I make my life a little bit better?
Yeah. Okay, so on that, we're going to take a quick break and come back because we're going to talk about the big news and a big award you just recently got. Okay. All right, so we'll be back. Bye.
Do you love listening to Shavonna and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavonna Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi!
You are here, right? We're here still with Chantel Preston and so excited to continue our conversation because now we're getting to the meat of it.
Yeah. So you were telling us basically the first part of your career was all about building, and you did that, and you were super successful, and then you realized, wait a minute, what else? So then you said, I'm going to figure out what else for me, and then be able to be that voice, that cheerleader for other women to let them know, hey, there's more to it than just the things that people tell you success looks like,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
All right, cool. So you do have this big, huge award that you just won. So we were there, was that 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yes.
The Greater Houston Women Chamber of Commerce, yes, inducted you into the Texas Women Hall of Fame.
Yes. As has Shavonna been inducted.
As in, has Lovely.
Yeah, but Lovely and I nominated you.
Yes, but she was also inducted. So,
but I didn't know her that well.
Just so you know. Just so you know. Just so you know, we're Hall of Famers over here.
Yeah. All of it. Yeah. Texas Women's Hall of Fame.
I mean, following you guys made a whole difference. I was like, I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until I saw y'all's faces up there. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It's yes, a big deal.
Well, and then listening to who the other honorees
absolutely
are.
Yeah, no, just, always. You're
right. It doesn't matter who you are. What's her name from Oxy, the CEO, which she was stunned at who else was on the stage with us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like,
so
whoa.
What does an award like that mean to you in this phase? Like you said, you've moved from the builder to now the amplifier of others. And so to be recognized as a Texas businesswoman who's making this amazing difference, like, what did that mean to you?
You know, again, I don't think I realized the significance of it until I got there.
Yeah.
And I looked around at the room and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, you immediately go to, do I belong here? And then I was like, I think I do belong here.
Hello.
And, you know, you look at my family was there to support me, my friends, and you guys were there. And, you know, I didn't realize just how much it would impact me. Mm-hmm. And to your point, you know, and I heard a few ladies when they were sitting up, they were all sitting together and they're like, I shouldn't be here. And I was like, yes, you should be here. You
cheerleading.
To
I love
here.
It.
But when I came off the stage, we had done a little video, kind of a tribute to us. And my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, was tears were rolling down her face. And I thought maybe she was upset because we kind of tributed my mom in the video because she's been such a huge fan for me. And she looked me in the eye and she said, Mom, I am so proud of you.
Oh, God.
And I have to tell you guys, I just melted at that point because we, as moms, we worry about and we have this guilt about, you know, putting our career before our family, mm-hmm, putting our family before our career. And here we think we're making the wrong moves. And right there at that moment, I realize this child sees me as an amazing role model. Mm-hmm. And that was just all of the acknowledgement I needed. Because, you know, again, yes, I go back to before, you know, when she was five, here I inherited this child after selling my business. I didn't even know what she ate for lunch, you know, because
you
I had so much.
Her?
Well, I mean, you know, she was mine. But, uh-huh, you know, after I sold my business,
oh,
I
right,
started
you had
getting
to
more.
Be with her.
Yeah,
I got
with her
it.
More
yeah.
and more. That sounds really bad.
Laura
no.
was 13 but, when yeah. that happened to me.
Yeah,
right.
No, yeah. I know you're just you more involved now.
More
and
involved.
All of a sudden you're like, what do you want to do, right. five-year-old?
That's right.
And like, Mom, you tell me.
And now I look at this and I see a mini me, first of all, which is great. But I realize that what I'm doing is making an impact for her. And it's
yes.
changing the narrative of the next generation because I love to work and I want people to understand it's okay to want to work.
Yes, yeah,
it's
no,
great.
It's
and
it's
I
fun.
Love having a passion and a purpose in life. Yeah. And now her seeing that, it was just it was.
And saying that she's proud of you, I mean, I must say, because at 14, I mean, you know, most girls and their moms aren't like getting along that way, you know, it's hormones and whatever. So that's pretty special that she could, in that moment at 14, recognize the significance and have the wherewithal to tell you.
It was
to say it.
That was probably one of the greatest moments of my life. I have to tell you that. I mean, just the look in her eyes. And so, yes, I'm very fortunate.
I wish that for every woman that has a child, especially a daughter.
No, that's what
guys
I mean,
tell you, boys tell you.
But like, I mean, you know, I mean, it is a hard. It can be a very difficult relationship, you know, daughters and moms, and like I said, especially at that age, you know. So that's super special. So thank you for sharing that. So speaking of super super special, you just did something else that's pretty damn. Can you say damn special? Tell us about your newest professional sports ownership endeavor.
So, again,
I can't believe
empowering and elevating women. Yeah, I've always lived behind, you know, under the radar.
Yep.
And I really want people to realize that I'm living my values. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. So we, myself and some other amazing ladies, we bought the expansion team for League One volleyball for San Francisco.
That's so really cool.
It was announced today. And there were some reasons we did it. I mean, first of all, you look at the sport alone. It's one of the fastest growing sports.
Yes.
You look at the state of Texas and how many women and girls are playing. It's phenomenal. It's a great place to be. It's a fast sport. But you look at, you know, just what the impact it can make for being role models.
Yeah. Did you know I played volleyball?
I did not.
I did.
I think she played everything.
I did, actually. Yeah, I did. I played all sports.
I played none. Absolutely none.
I played all sports. Well, but you know what? But the thing is interesting, and we talked about this. Sports teaches you so much about leadership, compromise, how to bounce back from, you know, failure. You lost the game, whatever. Bad play, bad pass, bad call. And the fact that this professional team now for women, I just think it's fantastic. I'm like so soaked about it.
Well, and let me tell you how I got started in this. Because of that, I was worried about NIL coming out and who's giving these kids good counsel on financial literacy. Because I'm always a big advocate for women being financially competent to build their own wealth.
Yes.
And so I started speaking to collegiate programs and high schoolers about how can these kids learn what different asset classes are and things like that. And so that's how this all came about. And then I'm like, wait a minute, how can I show my values in an even bigger way
by a sports team,
you know, and I will tell you, we've got great, it's not just me. We have a great group of ownership. Jess Wolf is my partner. She's a CEO of Rebel Girls. It's a media company that really focuses on sports information and role models for teens and tweens. Mm-hmm. And then we are so fortunate, but we've got some amazing athletes that
are
joining us.
Talk to us about the athletes.
So I have to tell you, I get on these calls and sometimes I don't even know who they are because I'm not the biggest sports person in the world. But we've got like Abby Wambach, Glennon Doyle. We've got some of Kelsey Robinson, which is one of the founding partners for one of the founding players for Love. And so we've just built Brandi Chastain. What's been awesome is the Bay Area FC group. A lot of the folks that were the founding members, like Leslie Osborne and Ricky Lewis and Danielle Stanton, they're all coming on board as owners with us. And so we're building this conglomerate of just badass women.
Yeah.
And can so we're saying, can I say that?
We already said it.
And also men advocates, men that want to help.
Like magical. You know?
Yes, exactly. And so it's been a great experience. We're super excited. It is an expansion team. We won't start playing until 2027. Mm-hmm. But between now and then.
Well, this gives us time to like build
the
hype.
Yeah.
So there's also a team. So your team is in San Francisco. There's going to be a team here in Houston.
There's an amazing team here in Houston. They're
owned by the McNairs, right?
Owned by the McNairs. And they're an awesome team. Great group.
Are they playing already?
They are already playing. They played the first season. And then their second season's about to start in
January. When is the volleyball season?
So the volleyball season's January through April.
Okay.
So I encourage everyone to go out and watch it because that's where this love came from.
Is it at NRG?
No, where it's currently playing? At Fort Bend County, and so a smaller venue. I encourage everyone to go because it's fun, it's exciting, it's just magical. And you see these girls, and one of the things I loved about League One is, number one, how they treat their players.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to make sure the league had my same values.
Yes.
You know, they pay them correctly, they give them benefits, they let the athletes be involved in the decision-making that's happening.
Because they know what they're doing.
Exactly. Like, so, and one of the things I loved about even here in Houston, after the games, the players will sign autographs for the kids. Oh. So it's like that interaction.
Community oriented. Yeah.
If you see my favorite football players, they stay until the last autographs really signed.
And I love that.
You know, I love that. I mean, I just, there are certain people, and everybody kind of knows who
the
people
we know.
But yeah. But I just love that they're there. I mean, they're grateful for the what they have, and they're willing to share, and they're willing to help the next gen. So I just think that's the most important thing you can do. Yeah,
absolutely. And that community, I mean, we all are looking for a community. Mm-hmm. We want to be a part of a community. I wish it was in my own backyard, but the McNairs are a great ownership group. And but you know, so
well,
I just
you know,
said,
we can go to San Francisco. It's all good.
It's not
so
hard.
Talk about
we'll borrow
about
the McNairs
swag.
Plane.
That's what I was gonna say. Just fire, sir. It's all good.
Anna,
we can talk about some swag. Is the swag gonna be cute?
The swag's gonna be amazing.
Okay, because you know, the super important.
I'm not gonna tell you our color, but it might be red.
Okay.
I wore my red suit today just because of this.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Red,
branding.
That's right.
Magical's in his red shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So he knew. He got the memo.
Yeah.
So yes, we will be Lucid Red. So super
Lucid
excited.
Lucid Red. Not just red, folks.
Is that a Pantone Lucid. Color, Lucid
it's,
Red?
It's part of the Adidas, since that's our major sponsor.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Lucid Red because of the Adidas sponsorship.
Okay.
We've got some great sponsorships, too. And that's what I want people to realize. Women make 80% of the decisions. Why are we not gaining that wealth? So sponsorship, everything else. They're starting to realize, hey, we're the decision makers.
Hello.
Yeah, market to us.
Hello.
And so the more that we can get, the bigger we can, the more sustainable women's.
Okay, so you have to agree that you're going. So January, so this is just in a few weeks, the season starts. So we will get tapped in. Your team won't start until.
But you guys can come out. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure we can talk Hannah into getting.
I feel like we can make
here.
Some things
yes.
happen.
Yeah.
So we'll go and we'll watch, and then we want you to come back as we get closer and you get further down this journey because. I don't know. There'll be things to talk about. And
absolutely.
When your book comes out.
Absolutely. And I would love for some of the players to come in. And
bring them.
So great.
Because
bring
that
them.
Would be a great them. Opportunity for them. We want people to know their
They may
stories.
Be taller than us, lovely, just so you know.
I've
usually.
Got
maybe a few.
But a few of them are
taller than this.
Oh, God. She wants to be tall so bad. I'm taller
don't
than
we
she
all?
Is.
Yeah. Well, so
I'm,
my
I'm
best friend
she is, and
was
she
2 inches taller than me growing up. And she perfected standing with her knees bent. And I found the highest heels ever. Neither of us were short. But it was like,
but
I just
see,
wanted
I'm,
to be 5'10".
I'm looking down
10.
At you right now.
I know. I hate that.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going to.
I hate it. You know that.
She Everybody hates it. It's so funny. I'll be like, look. She's like, whatever. All right.
I feel like that with my daughter. She's like 3 inches taller than me now. She thinks she's the boss.
I mean, you know. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. So thank you so, so much. We're so super excited.
What a pleasure to
Already.
Have
I mean, 2026 is your year, girl. I mean, this
I'm
is
excited.
Like. I'm
it's
so
our
excited.
Year.
It's
our year.
Hello, cheerleader. All right. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
It's Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
The fashionista, co-host, bio babe, Coach Nelson, the best coach who's ever walked a sideline.
No, the best football coach who's never walked a sideline.
Okay, whatever.
I've never made a
That's
bad call.
That's what I said. I said never. It's fine.
Like all of our coaches in town.
Oh, well, I don't know
never.
About that.
But we're not in the sports segment, and I'm here with my, should I do it or not?
You don't even, go ahead.
My beautiful, bold, blessed, black bestie.
Oh, good. You didn't say bossy. Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
She is so bossy.
Whatever. The other half of Culture Club HTX, the parliamentarian, executive producer, and the eighth wonder of the world. But that's not the exciting thing. I mean, we're excited, but our guest today in this community segment.
We are so excited. We're not even sure how to even.
So Lovely tells me, Mayor Parker, she says, oh my gosh, I saw Mayor Parker last night and I went up to her and said, and I was like, just don't harass people. Let's get to the week of the show. Anyway, who is with us today?
Do I harass you ever?
No, you come and give me great hugs. Great hugs.
Who are we with? Read the bio.
We're
bio
with
babe.
My mayor, and I'm going to introduce her first. She is my mayor. All the rest of you know that because I've told everyone. Houston native Anise Parker, Rice grad, oil and gas vet, made history as our city's first openly LGBTQ plus mayor winning three terms where she balanced budgets, yippee, and championed Rebuild Houston infrastructure, another thing I need. Now running for Harris County Judge to bring that fiscal smarts and leadership back home. Welcome, Anise.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with y'all. Although, I'm feeling really short right now.
You know, we are the Twin Towers, too. That's another title that
well,
we have.
Well, they also have the shoes.
Yeah, we always
well,
have
we
the
do
shoes.
Both. We can get you shoes.
We'll get you some shoes. She's like, no, thanks.
We even have flats with platforms to speak.
Okay, so who else do we have with this bio, babe?
The kid. You know, we have Jovan Tyler. Actually, Anise's son, we have to say that, okay, right. Whom I've known since he was kind of little, which so
that's
every time I
says,
see him as a grown man, I'm
little,
like, who is this? Young. I mean, like, who is this person? Anyway, Jovan rose from Houston streets, believe it or not, to LGBTQ plus political caucus president, youngest board member ever, and licensed funeral director, helping families plan ahead. Now running for Houston City Council at large with his HOPE agenda. Tackling homelessness, opportunity, public services, and efficiency citywide. Jovan, welcome to you too.
I'm so happy and so grateful to be here. Uh-huh. And she may feel the shortest.
Would she?
I feel outnumbered because three powerful women.
You are outnumbered.
Just me.
You're welcome.
Oh, you got magical. Magical will chime in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
oh,
it's
he's an ally. Yeah, yeah. You're still outnumbered. He's an ally. He's with us. But we're so happy to have you both here. Like I was mentioning in our pre-production show, one is super special because both of you are at this critical point in your careers, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then you agree to come on together. Mm-hmm. So we're so excited. So first, Mayor Parker, and Lovely and I talked about this. So you retired, I thought, but what happened?
I retired twice. And
yeah.
I failed to retire. The first time I lasted a week, literally a week. This time I lasted about 3 months.
What happened?
I don't need a job, but I need a mission. And I am still passionate about the world around me. And I'm frankly really unhappy about things that are happening in Washington and in Austin. And I still want to do something.
No, I already heard that from your other half, you know, about you not being able to sit still. But, you know, what made you choose county judge?
I believe that local government's the highest level of government.
Agreed.
I was a council member. I was term limited. I was controller. I was term limited. I was mayor. I was term limited. I am banned for life from any city job in local government. And this fits, is in my wheelhouse. It fits my skill set, and it allows me to get back in the game in the arena that I most love.
And it's home. I like
well, and
that.
I don't have
for
to
me.
Be on the. I don't have to be on the road. I spent the last 7 years leading a Washington-based political organization, a nonprofit PAC, LGBT Victory Fund. And, you know, every level of the ballot, all across the country. It was great work. But I spent 50% of my time on the road, and I want to sleep in my own bed every night.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I know. I can totally appreciate that. So county judge is local, and you know you can make a difference because you've already done it in
correct.
Our community.
Local government is local government. It is more defined, though, because cities can pass laws, can pass ordinances, but county government is about doing whatever the state lets you do. Mm. And it's public safety, it's public health, it's public infrastructure, it's emergency management. All things that I know I can do because I've already done.
And all things that we know need to be improved, I mean, quite frankly. I mean, Lovely, we talk about this almost every show. Infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure.
Keeping water out of people's homes. If Harris County Flood Control, that's the primary responsibility for flood management here in Harris County.
So, I'm into streetlights.
And she's into streetlights.
There's no streetlights on Montrose Boulevard. I'm
and
sorry.
She started. And she started. Okay, so
insane.
Mayor Parker. What was your, so if you can think back, like you said, you turn limited out of everything, but what was your most favorite accomplishment while you were in city government?
So I liked being a council member and I enjoyed being controller, but I loved being mayor. Mayor is the CEO of the city and the ability to make things happen. And I focused on infrastructure, streets and drainage. I focused on housing and homelessness, and which I'm still very proud of the work we did. But my favorite was parks and green space. Probably the favorite, bio greenways, the trails along the bios. Oh, that is, it's just, it's a gift to the future.
I mean, look how beautiful all of that is.
Emerald
City
is what
it's grown into.
Right?
Yeah, my friends from New York call us the Emerald City. Because they fly in and they can't believe what it looks like every time, you know, no matter what time of year.
And we turned our backs on those bios for years. They were a place where we dumped trash. And
yes.
They draw people together and they connect the entire city. Everyone is near one of those little waterways and there's a trail there. You can get out and get about and enjoy nature. And when you really, the trails that go down when you're inside the banks and you forget you're in the city. That's what I love.
Yes. I thought you were going to say pointing me to one of the commissions, but
no,
that's
me.
Okay.
She pointed me too. When I wasn't interrupting
for literacy, right? Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say, but that's a good one too. No, we're in for that. No, so okay. Now let's talk to you a little bit, Javon, because you've had all these political examples in your life, and then this is really now, I feel like, first time that you and I have really talked about, you said, okay, I'm going to jump into politics, like, directly.
Yeah.
What, talk to us about how you came to that.
So, kind of like my mother, you know, Washington's a mess, Austin is tragic, and
easy,
our city...
Easy.
Okay, sorry.
It's not easy.
And our city... Which I think is the most beautiful place on earth.
Agreed.
I think it's the greatest city in the United States of America.
Without a doubt.
Many citizens feel that way. We're the most diverse city in the country.
Yes.
Second to New York City. New York City comes behind us. We have more diverse people here. I probably said that wrong. I do that a lot. But we have some issues that I'm uniquely qualified to want to get in there and get under the hood and help the city solve. Like homelessness.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about that a little bit. I know it wasn't a question, but...
So as a teenager in the early 90s, I found myself on the streets of Houston. we were in the midst of the AIDS crisis. And it wasn't extraordinarily popular to be a gay teen at that time. Now it is. Everybody is a gay teen or something like it.
The cool kids are queer.
Really, it did change.
Yes,
kind of changed.
Did.
That's hilarious, but true.
And I found myself on the streets for about 18 months. In that time period, that's how I met this lady. And we became...
How did you meet her?
There was a gay youth center called Hippie that was in the center of Montrose, the intersection of Montrose and Westheimer. And she came in and we became friends. You know, I think she was just fascinated with the fact that I was a street kid who still read the newspaper, which I did, read it every day. And I could talk to her about current issues. And
were you going to school?
No, I dropped out. I dropped out in the 10th grade. I thought it would be easier for me just to run the streets and I would eventually begin to build my life up from that. But without help and support, I know firsthand that's not something that you can just
That's right. That's
you
right.
Need support.
Okay.
And that's one of the primary reasons that I'm running to serve on Houston City Council. As a person who has that lived experience, I think I can offer a different perspective.
Absolutely.
100%. I think I can work to create a different solutions that haven't yet been brought to the table. My mother did a great job.
I was just about to say that.
Around eradicating homelessness in our city.
Yes.
I want to finish carrying that ball over the goal line. We are so close. And I want to be the champion to help us get there.
Continuing that legacy. So, Mayor Parker, because you did have so much of an impact on homelessness in particular in our city, like, how does it make you feel to hear Javon say that's the issue that he wants to tackle? As his mom, like, I mean, I feel all proud. I'm like about to cry over here. How do you feel?
It's an issue we all need to tackle. And, you know, homelessness is a... It's not a characteristic, it's a condition.
Yes.
And these are human beings. And we start off all wrong when we start talking about the homeless. It's John and Jane and
Tom
and their neighbors and you know, mental health issues and substance abuse issues and just circumstance.
Yes.
And we can do a much better job. This is too rich a community. But I can't go past his story without saying that my wife of 35 years... his other mother,
Kathy.
Kathy Hubbard.
Our
who was the first lady of Houston.
Yep.
The day I invited Javon to come live with us, I saw him on the street. As he said, we'd been seeing each other. I was a civic club president. I was very engaged with the different organizations in the community. And it was Pride Week and the Pride Parade, and he was on the street.
Man, that was the best back in the day.
Back in the day. But he was walking along, and he has a little duffel in his hand. I said, "Are you on the street again?" He goes, "Yeah." And I reached in my pocket and I gave him my key and I told him where the house was and here's the address. Just, you know, go get cleaned up, come back, enjoy the parade. And then I went to find Kathy.
Oh, so you hadn't talked to Kathy about this just yet?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a wonderful person.
Thank you, Kathy. So Kathy says, okay.
Well, we thought it would be a week or two, we'd find him a place where he could live. And they just, there wasn't anything. And there's still not really anything. Mm-hmm.
So you decided to officially adopt him.
Well, kind you know, he's in the will, so he's not on the, you know, we didn't formally adopt him. He was 16 going on 17, and he's lived with us off and on ever since. And he's part of the family. Everybody deserves a family.
That's right. Yeah.
And I will say, also for the record, when I walked in that house and saw how beautiful it was, and I could feel the love and the warmth that was in that place.
I know exactly what
you mean. There was no way.
You were leaving.
I said, alas, I have found home.
So. I totally relate.
So, I mean, part of that lesson, like you said, everyone deserves a family and deserves that feeling of warmth and love. So when you talk about the fact that you want to continue this legacy of helping all of us in the city work together to create better, more sustainable solutions for the I say unhoused. I've been involved for Search forever. You sit on the board and still on the advisory board. And I think lots of folks just misunderstand. And more importantly, people don't realize how close many people are from finding themselves in a situation where they might be unhoused. So to me, this is super near and dear to my heart because I think it's so important to our city. And it this is the kind of people we are. We're Houstonians. We get together, we solve hard problems, and we just dig in and do it as a community. So this is super exciting. So
and we always have.
And we always have. And I think we forget, right? We sometimes forget. So that's why I said to have two of you on to talk about this is just super exciting to me. So Mayor Parker and Javon, we're wrapping up the year. So in addition to getting ready for, you know, all of the work that's to be done for both of your respective campaigns, what are you looking forward to most in 2026?
Well, we have three daughters as well. They're younger than Javon. They're between the ages of 30 and 35. And we're about to have our seventh grandchild next week.
Oh,
so we're very excited about that and bringing that the new little baby girl into the family.
For the last 8 years, we've had a baby born.
Literally.
For the last 8 years.
Oh, wow.
How many did you say it was? Seven?
This is number seven.
Seven, yeah. Okay. I lose track.
That's
a lot of them.
That is crazy.
That is exciting. So what are you looking forward to being an uncle again? I mean, what are you looking forward to?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean,
but
beyond
that.
But
I'm also getting married on December 31st.
Oh, that's
wonderful. The finest guy I've ever known in my whole life.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
He's dedicated his entire life to the job of serving others. He's in the United States Army.
Oh, wow.
And he is destined to be an EMS firefighter.
Oh,
and so he is just an amazing human.
Well, congratulations.
Berg's like, he's congratulations. Well, I will say, and I know, Lovely, you would agree to this and chime in, we're so thankful that you took time to come to be with us today. I mean, you have
we
so much going
thank
on.
You enough, you know?
And so proud of the fact that we are neighbors, that we are fellow Houstonians and all the work that you're doing and have done in this city, but then also to be done in the state and maybe beyond. We don't know.
She won't go back beyond. She's going to stay here.
You're not going beyond anymore. Might go beyond. Javon might go beyond.
I got to win my
you
first
might
race.
Go beyond. Yeah, you have to win your first. But then
once I win this
others.
First race, then we'll talk
who
about
knows?
Beyond. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, don't challenge us with a good time because, you know, me and Lovely, we can make some things happen.
Well, one thing we can make is a lot of noise, but which helps.
It helps to move things forward. Okay. So we have to go. This was so fun. So can we agree that y'all will come back in 2026 at some point?
Absolutely.
Whenever you invite us.
Okay, come back. We would love to kind of do an update. What's going on? What's happening? Especially with the grandbaby.
And we want to stay engaged.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Not that I could be political, but we need to work for you.
Yeah, we are definitely going to stay engaged. So thank you so much. And with
thank you.
We'll take a break.
Bye.
Then you're left in the dust unless I stuck by.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavonna Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi!
Hey, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi, known also as Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline, the fashionista, and the bio bee, meaning that I get to introduce guests and read their biographies. And I'm here today with the missing wonder, who is beautiful, blessed, bold, blind. Now you're going to put your glasses on. Everywhere we go, we have the same thing on.
And literally, these are the glasses. These are my sunglasses. These are the glasses I had on. And they're red. Look at this magical. I mean, this is nuts.
Look at us, everyone. Wait, I have to show
you.
Oh,
this. Yeah. Look. Look at your shoes. Look at my skirt. I mean, are we?
This is insane.
Who are we? Shavonna Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer and the eighth wonder of the world and the parliamentarian.
But
we're here
to talk fashion.
Fashion!
The fashionistas, this kind of is one of my favorites. I don't know. I really love all our segments.
I know.
And they change all the time. And I really love it when we come out with something new, like intimacy consulting.
Yeah.
We have to figure a new version of that, you know, because it's not new anymore.
Well, I think people kind of got anyway. Right. Anyway, so let's talk about fashion.
So our first story is so cool. Over 50, meaning over 50-year-old influencers are fashion's hottest new moneymaker. Fashion's youth obsession is cracking as over 50 Instagram queens like Grace Ghanem, 2 million plus followers, and Lynn Slater rack up Gen Z love, proving the silver economy stars control 72% of U.S. wealth. And brands ignoring them, Cezanne, UGG, Loewe already on board, risk missing the multi-gen boom where authenticity beats filters every time. So I'm going to break that down just a tiny bit.
Sure, go ahead.
As most of you know that I am... a sociologist. I am also a past fashionista.
I have been also a pastor.
I've been forecasting trends seriously for a lot of years, and originally fashion trends. But one of the most important trends I have ever been involved in was recognizing that the boomer generation was the largest birth generation ever. Mm-hmm. And the boomer generation never stopped any of the things that we consider young, like shopping, fashion,
travel,
dining out, all of it. We never stopped. Mm-hmm. We're the biggest purchasers. Mm-hmm. We know women are the biggest purchasers of anyone. And now the two generations behind us aren't going away either. So it isn't just about millennials anymore.
Yes.
You know, or looking like a millennial. We know I think like a millennial because we've talked about that already.
Because you're a boomillennial. Yeah.
But anyway, it's just kind of interesting because the runways are even proving it. Well, fashion runways have got 60-something-year-old models.
Well, because, I mean, it also just makes sense, but people don't have sense. And so this is why they relate to this game, to the point that you just made about the size of the population, the size of the wealth within the population. And, like, hello, these are people buying your stuff. It's like, I tell anyone who's saying, oh, my business is blah, 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 and I need to figure out a way to grow it. I'm like, have you thought about expanding your age range to hell with 18 to 44 or whatever? You need to go higher.
Well,
you just
creating,
do.
You know, over 55s hold 72% of the wealth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hello, you people. Know. Whether it's a yoga studio, a restaurant, an apartment building, yada, yada, yada. So I think this is interesting. And I mean, you know, what do you think is going to happen to all of the younger influence? You know what else?
What?
With AI influencers becoming a thing that's coming online.
As AI. They don't need the humans.
They don't need those young humans with no experience and no sense. They don't.
Well, it's all just kind of a curious.
Very curious. So we'll keep following this because this is very interesting.
We like that. I mean,
and so speaking of the fact that you are a trend spotter and setter, the Pantone color
of the year
of 2026 is what?
It's called Cloud Dance. And it looks like clouds. Pantone named it. But it's white, basically. Well, it's white and ivory.
Yeah,
and we didn't know anything about it.
Nope.
The day it was announced was the same day as the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce Hall, Texas Women's Hall of Fame Gala.
Which were both inducted?
Yes, but we were inducted 3 years ago.
Yes, but I'm
this
just
year's
just for
gala
the people.
Was a few weeks ago.
So
and walked in. They need to know. But anyway, so we walk in, and one of our dear friends mm-hmm. was being inducted, and her escort came up to me, and he said, "Oh, my God, you're in the year's trendy color." And I went, "What?" He said, "You're wearing white. It's the color of the year next year. It's Pantone's color of the year." That's the one that really makes a difference. Lots of other people may forecast things, but Pantone is what the
everybody
follows. By, yeah. Fashion, furniture,
and
paint,
then you went on to wear it for 8 days straight.
8 days. And one day I added something other than that. I got no compliments.
And she was not happy because we talked about it. She's like, "Yeah, this outfit was just okay."
It did
so
not work.
Cloud Dancer, this is neutral. It invokes serenity, ethereal, clarity. I mean, it's and that makes sense, right? I mean, I do think people want some serenity.
Well, they want an antidote to the cacophony of CRAPOLA that's going on.
Right.
I mean, we're living in you just don't know what you're going to hear the next day.
No, you don't. So expect to see this everywhere. As you mentioned, fashion, furniture, decor for events, everywhere. And so Latisse Eisman, who is the Pantone Color Institute's director, positions this as the promise of clarity for reimagining our future amid transformation and distraction. Amen, Latisse. Like, I think that's so spot on. It makes sense that this is the color. I mean, it's like clear the palette.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Clear the palette.
Like, seriously, and I love this whole Houston angle that it's ideal for local fashionistas and interior pros blending airy calm with H-Town's bold energy. Think cloud white accents in Memorial Village's homes or Cougs game day neutrals.
You know what I think? I think I've just made a decision. I think we should, like, okay, yeah, Pantone Institute, fine. Let's just make this our color for real. I mean, you know, we love black and animal.
We're going to wear some white.
We're going to throw, let's throw some white in there.
Like
a pen or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Like we got to add it.
Well, yeah.
Because we don't have anything today.
No, today I have no white.
No, but like.
But I've had white on.
Yeah, so we're going to stand by. Okay, so, but also, love, this is our last show of the season.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
We're going to have best of next week.
We're going to be 3 years old in a few weeks, too. Like, I mean.
No, two.
No.
This is 104 episodes. This finishes 2 years.
No, I know. We're going to be 3 years old next year.
We'll be starting
our
third year.
Yeah, we'll turn three.
March is our third year. January is the third year we've been
doing actually.
This.
Yeah.
Third year.
Really actually working on the show. That's
yeah, if we were Chinese, we'd be 3 years old.
Oh, my God.
But we're not. Because they start, you know, you're one the day you're born. I don't know if you know that, if you're Asian.
Oh, my God.
No,
I'm black, so I don't know
that.
I am black and I'm not Asian, so I did know that, but that is very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's
very interesting. You know, it's the year of the ox,
too. Next year's the ox.
Yep.
I didn't really know. They
I thought you were Asian.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I said if you were Asian.
Okay.
I'm not.
We're completely
Asian, but I am
test.
A pig. I'm the year of the pig.
Magical
says
rooster.
We have to shut up.
I'm a
close.
Metal rooster. All right, we're going to close the show. You're going to miss us. We're going to miss you. But you know what?
Happy New Year. Merry holidays, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
We love you so much.
And we will see you in January.
In January. And we have so many fun guests and exciting things planned. We have Salon Series coming back. So stand by, people.
We'll be all over town next
year. And then what do we want them to do? Are you going to remember?
Mm-hmm. We want you to be bold.
Be bossy. We want you to be elegant. Sorry. Stay fit.
We want you to stay focused.
Stay fit.
Stay fabulous.
Please do. Happy holidays.
Happy
See you in 2026.
Bye.
Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
Hi, Uncle Laser here.
America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.